Ladies, let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
That's right. So, well, you know, today it's been hectic on Namibizaan and Soul. We are talking about our kids, but we will divert the attention a little bit, okay? Just a tiny bit, and have Fakavi, the mental health activist for men, the K goodness, the empathy king. He's the founder of Mindful Matters, but basically his job is one thing, and that is to spark a conversation, and that's to advocate for us as men. Let's have a listen.
Good morning, Fresh Family. Good morning, more specifically, the Fresh Breakfast Family.
What's happening, player?
Skade Groot Koning of Radio. Good morning to you, brother. Riding solo today. It is Wednesday. Wednesdays ultimately mean it's time for my gents, and we huddle here and we talk about conversations that pertain to men. And I think that means, not I think, I know that means K goodness is definitely on your radio.
My man.
Today, I don't want to encourage anyone. I don't want to be unfamiliar. I think I just want to put out a disclaimer. Put out a disclaimer, because a lot of what we're trying to do is, you know, is getting caught in the crosshairs, and but the truth of what we're trying to do here is we're not trying to take away from anyone, and especially from women and the work women have done and the work women are doing to empower the girl child, to empower women, to reduce gender-based violence. We are not trying to put one gender above the other in any way, means, or form. What we're trying to do is bring awareness to the suffering of men, and where that comes from and how that comes from. One, two, we are trying to just help men find safe spaces, safe havens, where they can come out and just talk. And three, with that, doing that, we are also trying to just raise awareness against the incredible suicide numbers. In the last year, or between 2023 and 2024, we had close to 900 cases, reported cases of suicide. Of that number, 85% was men. So clearly there's something that we are not doing right. There's something that we're not getting right.
Yeah.
From the fundamentals of raising our sons to supporing our, you know, as toddlers and adolescents, to raising our teenagers and supporting our men as adults, there's clearly something that we're not getting right. And that's what we're trying to do with my gents, is to really just provide a platform for men to be able to be heard, the thoughts of men, the way we think, to be able to encourage men to go out there and seek help, and, you know, to encourage men, like, with things like vulnerability is okay, it's not a weakness, crying is okay, it's not a weakness, you know, just encouraging men and creating safe havens for men. So we are not trying by any means to promote one gender above the other. We are really just trying to solve a societal issue that we have that hasn't received, in our opinion, in my opinion, that hasn't received the necessary attention. The idea at the end of the day shouldn't be to go to a place where we are looking at one gender being greater than the other. We need each other as males and females. So the idea is to get to a place where we are equal, to get to a place where we are helping each other. In God's creation, we need each other as men and women. So please, 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 by no means are we trying to promote men above women or bring men to a level where they were or anything like that. We are just trying to help our brothers that are struggling by sharing personal experiences, by sharing facts and stats that will just better make women understand how men operate, and also bring men into the light that there's nothing wrong with them. There's help for the way they are feeling, and suicide and substance abuse and violence, gender-based violence, is not the answer. There are healthy ways in which we can live together. So Please, I reiterate, we're not trying to generate one gender above the other. We're really just trying to promote a healthy balanced lifestyle between men and women by making women understand how men operate and by making men understand and know that there is help out there. They can live this life in a healthy way. That having been said, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K Goodness. Cheers.
My man. Yo, the work that that Kavi does is very difficult work. He has to speak for us as gents in a world where we don't like where people don't listen to us. Thank you so much, Kavi. We really appreciate it, and we really appreciate the disclaimer. If you missed this conversation, it will be up on our website in the next couple of minutes. Notwithstanding that, in the next hour, Deputy Minister of Education, Innovation, Youth, Sport and Arts and Culture, Honorable Dino Balotti, will join us for a conversation. Stick around.
Finally.
That's all there is.
Margins, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m. Are you